A brief history of the Holy Roman Empire, the Kingdom of Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem, after the First Crusade, was now under the sovereignty of the Holy Roman Empire, but it had no king. Raymond was first offered the crown, but refused, saying that no king should sit where Christ was crucified. Godfrey was then offered the crown. He accepted, but only on the condition that his title be Lord Protector of the Holy Sepulchre. For he too felt that no man should wear a crown of gold where Christ had worn a crown of thorns. There was little time for Godfrey to celebrate. He was forced to move south, where he planned to ambush the Egyptian reinforcements before they reached Jerusalem. With the victory that followed, the kingdom of Jerusalem was assured. Unfortunately, for all of Godfrey's virtues, he was insecure. He felt threatened by the knights who could have made his kingdom stronger. In one instance, the city agreed to surrender to Raymond, but Godfrey halted the surrender because he saw it as a slap in the face that they would not surrender to the Lord Protector. His insecurity and anger over such trivial matters soon led to the defection of Raymond and Robert of Normandy, who tired of the quarrels and departed home for Europe. This severely weakened Godfrey's kingdom, but it made him realize how frivolous he was being. Godfrey learned to be chivalrous in victory as well as in defeat, and to deal more fairly with his colleagues. He then made Tancred the Prince of Galilee and his loyal vassal. In the meantime, D'Ambert, the papal legate, was on the way from Rome. D'Ambert, sometimes called Dagobert, was the corrupt Archbishop of Pisa who was loyal to the Gregorian popes. He had to sail with the Pisan fleet, which had pillaged and sacked numerous Byzantine cities en route. The Emperor Alexius of Constantinople even gave orders to prevent sacking, and several sea battles were fought. D'Ambert finally found port in Bohemia's Antioch, where the two began to plot against the Eastern Emperor. But when Raymond and Robert arrived, they chastised both men. Bohemia was already considered a traitor by both Alexius and the Crusaders, and D'Ambert endangered the papal claims to Jerusalem by plotting against Byzantium. D'Ambert relented and set out for Jerusalem, while Raymond took possession of Latakia in the name of the Eastern Emperor. D'Ambert arrived in Jerusalem in time to celebrate Christmas. Patriarch of Jerusalem had already been named by that man, Arnulf, and was corrupt and despised by the people. He had even tortured Christians in an attempt to find out where they'd hidden sacred relics. Arnulf was now deposed, and D'Ambert became the Patriarch of Jerusalem. With the new king and patriarch, the feudal system was brought into the Middle East. Godfrey also strengthened the position of the Hospitallers, later to be developed into the military order of the Knights of St. John, or rather, the Knights of the Order of the Hospital of St. John, who were a religious order established before the First Crusade to protect hospitals throughout the land and to protect pilgrims as they were moving through their long journey of pilgrimage. With the establishment of a Latin kingdom, Godfrey now bestowed generous gifts upon the order and its leader, a monk named Gerard. The position of the Crusaders had been solidified by Godfrey in the year following Jerusalem's capture, but it's hard to tell what kind of king Godfrey truly would have been, for he died just after the first anniversary of the capture of Jerusalem. He was by all accounts devout and sometimes chivalrous, but he also suffered from pride and distrust. He could be brash and brazen, and could have cost lives on at least one occasion. His conscience, however, seemed to temper most of his character flaws. The first part of his administration showed both these characteristics, but as time passed, he seemed to learn how to be a good king as well as a good leader. Nevertheless, his death, after just 1 year, makes it impossible to tell exactly how the kingdom would have grown and in what direction it would have taken. Upon his death, word was sent to D'Ambert, to whom Godfrey had bequeathed Jerusalem. D'Ambert, along with Tancred, decided that Bohemond should be the next king of Jerusalem, but another embassy, led by Arnulf, the expelled patriarch of Jerusalem, sent a message to Godfrey's brother Baldwin, declaring the people would accept him as Godfrey's heir. The supporters of Baldwin feared that the papacy might seize control of Jerusalem through D'Ambert, and many knights even took possession of defensive towers to keep D'Ambert's supporters from gaining control of the city. This seems ironic indeed, for Bohemond was loyal to no one but himself. The choice of Bohemond by D'Ambert and Tancred would be odd unless they believed he was willing to grant them almost anything for the title itself. Nevertheless, when Bohemond was captured by the Muslims and carried into captivity, the issue was decided. Baldwin became the king of Jerusalem. Baldwin, for all his character flaws, knew how to conquer and fortify his conquest. The once massive crusading army, which had entered Palestine, sometimes exaggerated to have been over 250,000, was down to a few thousand. Jerusalem had been won, but the land was still filled with treachery and bandits. Many cities still belonged to Muslim lords. A pilgrim traveling to Jerusalem could expect starvation, thirst, robbery, rape, and even worse. The Knights of St. John gave protection to pilgrims, but they were too few in numbers to make an adequate police force for the entire Holy Land, and they had not yet truly established themselves as a military order. Palestine was to be secure, then reinforcements were needed. Pascal, the Pope, commissioned new recruits to come and relieve the Crusaders, but the new batch of Crusaders were not destined for success. The first group from Lombardy was led by the Archbishop of Milan, Anselm. When they arrived at Constantinople, Raymond met up with them and became their commanding officer. Against the advice of Raymond, the army decided to rescue Bohemond from his Muslim captors, but the army was ambushed. The knights and soldiers fled in terror, and Raymond himself was forced to retreat with no knights left to protect him. The wives and children who had accompanied their families on the crusade as pilgrims were left to the Turkish devices. Young attractive women were raped and shipped off to harems. Healthy children were sold in slave markets, and everybody else was slaughtered. Raymond, the most noble of the crusaders, was made the scapegoat and was arrested for treason. His allegations circulated that he fled as a coward and even arranged the ambush. Tancred was given charge of the prisoners, but after many protests, Raymond was eventually released on the condition he abandoned Latakia with Tancred, and Tancred promptly took over. In the meantime, two more crusading armies met the same fate. The latter was commanded by Hugh, who had left the first crusade after Bohemond's treachery. In the ambush which claimed the army of Hugh, he received wounds from which he would die, and the Archbishop of Tremont was captured and martyred for refusing to convert to Islam. These crusades of 1101 were a disaster. Baldwin had no choice but to consolidate the conquest with what little men he had left. He granted the Hospitallers booty from Joppa and greatly increased their prestige. They were now the most important source of health and well-being for pilgrims, but they were not yet a military order and could not provide much protection beyond the walls of their hospitals. Baldwin was forced to consolidate the conquest with what he had left. One of his best warriors, however, was Bohemond, who lay in the captivity, but the Turks were as greedy as they were brutal. Bohemond's freedom was purchased, and upon his return, he set out to Europe to solicit more crusaders. When he arrived in Italy, Bohemond turned Pope Pascal against the Eastern Emperor. The crusade should concentrate on the Byzantine Empire. His father tried to conquer Byzantium, and now, with the support of a weak and gullible pope, Bohemond brought new crusaders to attack Alexis. But these crusaders were also doomed to failure, for Bohemond was captured in a battle once again and forced to swear fealty to Alexis. He did so, but then returned to Europe disgraced and defeated. Tancred then took over the northern Syrian states for Bohemond. Raymond now moved to the region south of Syria, and Baldwin controlled Jerusalem and the southern area. Until his death, Baldwin would work to secure the lands and seize the cities in Palestine still controlled by the Muslims. So as you can see, victory in the First Crusade did not translate very well into a well-organized feudal kingdom. It just continued to be pretty much like Europe, fighting here and devastating the countryside, and few people get ahead. So we'll have to see how that works out at another time. Now the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France 987 to 1328 by Butler and Adams, French History Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.